This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Steve Kerr.
You know, Jimmy's arrival took away a lot of Jonathan's minutes at the four. You know, there's no doubt that, you know, as soon as Jimmy arrived and we started winning, we leaned into lineup combinations that enhanced Jimmy because we were winning. And Jonathan was out for that whole stretch. We went like, you know, 17-3 or something. So we're going to keep doing what's been winning. But the lineup with Jimmy, Jonathan, and Draymond doesn't fit real well, frankly. It just doesn't. We need more spacing. We've found other lineups that have clicked, and this is just part of the deal, you know, being in the NBA, and you got to adapt to whatever, you know, whatever's happening with the team. Jonathan's done a great job of that. He's working hard. He's playing well when he's out there. But I'm just going with the lineup combinations that I think are going to give us the best chance to win. And, you know, there's going to be nights where he's absolutely part of that, like the Laker game. And then there's going to be nights where I go to Buddy or Moses or Gary Payton. It just changes every game based on what's happening, and I have to read that as a coach.
Yeah, I don't really find what he just said there to be controversial at all. I can tell that a lot of people do. There's going to be this sort of thread through frustration about Jonathan Kuminga's role in his minutes all the time. What I hear when I listen to that, though, is like a bigger problem, because whether it's feelings or contracts or opinions, there's really no room for those things when you get to the start of a playoff run. Like, there's examples of that all over the place. You know, we've seen it a lot with championship runs from the San Francisco Giants, where major names were pushed to the side in favor of, hey, you're not doing well right now, or this doesn't fit. Tim Lincecum, Pablo Sandoval, Barry Zito. Like, there were big names, big contracts for people, and they were just like, yeah, we're not using you because we're in the midst of trying to do something very special right now, and so we can't deal with that right now. But when I hear him say that, the bigger thing that goes through my head is the future. How much do you value, how much do you pay a guy that you're saying out loud, you basically don't want to play him when Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green are both on the floor? Well, those guys are on the floor a lot.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah, and that's
They are your stars.
And that's your three, and that's your four, or that's your three, and that's your five. And so if Kuminga is going to play the four, if you want to go with a Butler, Kuminga, Draymond trio, well, then it would have to work. And if it doesn't work, then you can't play Kuminga with Butler and Draymond, because when Steph goes out, Steve has said it, Jimmy's going to play all of the non-Steph minutes. So it's going to be Jimmy out there. So if Jimmy and Kuminga don't play great together, and it's too early to really tell that from a long lens, I think, but I mean, it's been a small sample.
Yeah.
But if you want to look at it from what you're saying, the bigger picture of it, then if Jimmy's going to play the non-Steph minutes, then Kuminga can't really play the non-Steph minutes, and so Can he only play the non-Jimmy minutes? Well, and Jimmy, by the way, he tends to play this time of year 38 minutes.
Exactly. Now, he didn't say the Jimmy and Jonathan lineup doesn't fit. He said the Jimmy, Jonathan, and Draymond lineup doesn't fit. So, essentially, and this is maybe why we see a lot of 17, 18, 19 minutes a night for Jonathan, what you're looking at is where are the windows when either Jimmy or Draymond are not on the floor, and is Steph on the floor for that time? Obviously, anytime Jimmy comes out, Steph is going to be on the floor. That's an opportunity for Jonathan to come in. Or if Steph is on the floor with Jimmy and Draymond goes out, that might be an opportunity for Jonathan to get in. But what you're going to see, I think, is largely an average of about 4 to 5 minutes a quarter where that even exists. And you give Jonathan as much of those as you possibly can. And you hope, actually, that lowering those minutes to a certain degree, if that's how you want to phrase it, calls for him to really go crazy with his effort, rebounding the basketball and playing defense, because that's what they really want from him. And then what I also think is really difficult when you hear this, because everyone is so in their feelings about this, this isn't about Jonathan. It's simply about different skill sets. You know, the Warriors acquired another wing player who's not a great three-point shooter. There aren't that many of them left in the NBA. There just aren't that many of them left. Wings who don't shoot threes? What are we doing? That doesn't exist. And the Warriors went and found a great player who fits that bill. And so what that means is you can't have Jonathan and Jimmy be wings at the same time, because neither of them do a good job of shooting threes.
Especially if Draymond's going to be the other man of that five-man combo. You can't have Draymond, Jimmy, and Kuminga all out there and still want to be a team that goes up and tries to shoot the three. And I asked Steve that about the San Antonio game where they shot 48 threes. And I asked him, were you a little bit too three happy? And he said, no, I don't think so. We want to be a team that goes out there and tries to shoot the three. We want to space. We want to shoot the three. That's who we want to be. So if you take that as fact, and I do, then you look at the Warriors and you think about what's that team that's going to have at least three shooters, if not more, on the court at any one time. And if you've got Pods and you want to call him a shooter, and it's fair to do that, he's been shooting it great. Okay, he's a shooter. Moody's a shooter. And Buddy's a shooter. Sometimes you wish he wouldn't shoot as much. I mean, but he does. But beyond that, Kevon, no. Draymond, no. Jimmy, no. And Kuminga, no. So what are we doing? You can't play Kuminga, Jimmy, and Draymond at the same time and still want to be a team that shoots a lot of threes.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right. 707, text line. Just say Kuminga's gone next year. Warriors have wasted his career. It's interesting. I see that quote a lot. Warriors have wasted his career. First of all, he's 22 years old. His career has not come into full focus yet. But for me, the hardest part of having a conversation about this is just that. It's just that. The Warriors acquired a player that has now vaulted them from a 25-26 basketball team to go 22-7 since then. Currently sit in a playoff spot with an opportunity over the next about 55 hours to go out there and secure a playoff spot and give Steph Curry a chance to do something just astronomically special. That's what they've done. And somehow this is getting processed by some as wasteful or wrong or you've blown it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how to get this conversation into a spot where people are, I think, like getting back to rooting for the Warriors to win basketball games. You know, if anybody feels that way, I'd honestly love to hear from you. Like, why aren't you just rooting for the Warriors to win games when you watch them play? Why would you watch? Why would there be any other goal? I don't know. What's the goal? What's the goal when you watch the Warriors?
You want them to win.
I have no box score goals. None. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. None. For minutes, for points. I want the turnover number to be as low as possible. I have no box score goals. Ever. When I watch them play.
Right.
But score more points than the other team.
But when they don't, that's when fans look at the why. And a lot of times when fans look at the why, they look at the who and they think, well, if you would just play JK, and last year and earlier this year, it was if you would just play Moses Moody, why can't Moses get in there and cook? Let Moses cook. So I do think you're right for most fans. But when they lose, you look at the box score and you figure out who could have been in there to make it so they maybe would have won.
But the box scores are so much better now than they used to be.
They are, but still, when you have a game like against San Antonio, when you lose, you look at the box score and you think, why did they lose? And, you know, you look at, and you could blame anything you want. You could blame Moody and Pods for having down games, and that's fine. You can do that. I look at the actual game, and I see your stars, all three of them, who didn't make plays late in the game, but a lot of it comes down to JK. And the texter, that was interesting the way they put that of like, you know, just hurry up and get rid of him in the offseason. They ruined his career. Well, I do think that they will, quote, get rid of him in the offseason, but I don't think that they've ruined his career. I don't think that he'll be back next year.
You don't?
No chance.
No chance?
Well, of course, there's a chance.
Why do you say that?
Because he doesn't fit. And if he doesn't fit, then he must sit. And that's what has happened. And I look at and think about what Steve Kerr said.
No,
and
he
played
still,
the cut.
Yeah, he's
about,
still playing.
Sure.
He's still playing, and I mean,
he's playing 18 minutes a game.
Right, and then and you need those players. Like, eight nights ago, he had a profound effect on a huge win.
Right.
Profound effect on
eight
a huge win.
8 nights ago.
Yes.
So, once in the past week.
Well,
and if you take the premise that Steve Kerr laid out of, you know, Jimmy, Draymond, and Jonathan Kuminga, they don't really play well together. And if two of those guys are coming back next year, and I presume that they both are, they're both under contract, and Draymond plays 30 minutes a night, and Jimmy plays 35, where does JK then fit going forward?
I mean, literally exactly what he's doing right now. I mean, I choose to actually look at this as maybe this is a wonderful thing. I don't know if Jonathan will feel
exactly.
that way.
Exactly. Right.
But this
wonderful
is gonna,
for them.
It's going to make him cheaper.
Right.
And
well, cheaper if nobody else wants to give him $20 million. If the Warriors want to offer him 3 years, if they want to give him the Moses Moody deal, 3 years and 39.
Wow, no, it's going to go more. Yeah, it'll be higher than that. It's going to be higher than that.
Who's been better this year? Who's been more impactful this year?
No, it depends on which window of the year you're talking about.
I'm talking about the whole year. And I know JK missed 30 plus games because he was injured, but right now, both are healthy. One guy is cemented as a starter, and he plays 30 minutes a night, and the other guy is getting eighth man minutes.
The other, the answer is Moses, based on the time where the Warriors really, really started to boogie, you know? So, yeah, the last 30 games, the Warriors have played much better. Those have been decisive, and the answer during that window is Moses, and Jonathan was hurt for half of that window as well.
Right, but who fits more going forward? Like, forget the salary and the contract situation.
Well, they both fit. They just
But who fits better?
Well, they fit. It depends on, again, they both fit.
Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. Who fits best with them? To me, it's Moses more
Moses,
than JK.
Moses, but that's not the whole game. And actually,
I get that,
you know what I mean? If you're looking, if you're going to go to next year, you're talking about three players past 35. Like, what are the chances that one of them or multiple of them will miss an extended period of time here or there? And if that happens, then I think...
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You really, really want that guy on your team. I don't want Jonathan Kuminga to not be on the team.
Well, I don't want that
and
either.
I
think the writing's on the wall.
Yeah, maybe.
Honestly.
Maybe.
Like,
I mean, you might be right.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope right now that what this does is maybe it keeps his number at a very manageable number and the Warriors sign him to that.
Yeah, I just.
That's my hope.
Manageable for them, not manageable for him. And this
maybe not.
I would imagine that Jonathan Kuminga sees himself as a guy who is worth more than $15 million a year.
He doesn't have any leverage here. He doesn't get to just leave if he wants to.
You know, what another team will offer.
Right, which we've been told constantly that no one has any money to spend this offseason.
Well, $40 million a year, no, but another team I'm sure has $20 million to give him.
Well, $20 might be that the Warriors might do that.
They might not, because if you're the Warriors and you go into next year thinking that, okay, this Jimmy Draymond Steph thing, it looks like it might work, and what we need is another $20 million player who is a ready-made vet, right, a cookie-cutter insert guy, as opposed to a 22-year-old question mark?
Maybe, but then again, you do have to keep in mind that that contract, how it, like the length of it, is probably going to span beyond the careers of the big three. Potentially.
Right. So, I mean, you if know? You believe, if so, you fully believe in Jonathan Kuminga, then you will sign him to a long-term deal and you will...
I mean...
I don't believe that they think that.
Joe Lacob, I mean, it wasn't that many months ago that he just said it. He's like, we love the guy. Of course we're trying to keep him.
Right. But they didn't. I mean, they didn't sign him.
Well, I mean, I don't think that that's... I mean, he was
They signed
hurt.
Moses.
He's hurt. Right?
Right.
That was before the year.
Right. They didn't sign Kuminga.
No, but... No.
They could have. They were allowed to.
I don't know what he
didn't.
Was asking for. Like, his
well,
price...
Well, whatever they offered, he did not accept.
His price has dropped.
Dramatically.
There's no question.
Right.
So, now you have a new conversation.
Yeah. I just don't...
Warriors actually played that pretty well, I would argue.
Well, depending on what eventually happens, another team can offer him a certain amount, and the Warriors can say, nah, no thanks,
right.
And you could lose him for nothing.
Maybe.
So,
maybe
we don't know how they, quote, played it yet.
Wow. The bottom line is they did not pay for a player a number that he has been proven since then to not be worth. And I actually hate saying it that way.
Yeah.
The market will not call for what he asked for at the beginning of the year that the Warriors wouldn't pay. So therefore, I mean, make it like anything at the store, right? Like, do you want this shirt? Well, I don't want it for $89. Well, now here we are 4 months later. Now it's $49. You want it?
If only it went that way. Well, now it's actually $149.
That's what just happened. That's what just happened. So they played it well. They did not buy when it was at its height. Now it's lower. I don't know how much lower. I don't know what anyone else wants to offer.
We'll see how they played it. I don't know yet if they, quote, played it well or not.
Well, again, they didn't pay for something that is not, the market is saying is not worth that. Deborah in San Leandro. Hi, Deborah. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Good discussion on Jonathan.
Thanks.
I like Jonathan, but Jonathan didn't start playing basketball until late in life compared to these other guys, right? He and Moody came in at the same time. He still seems to have trouble grasping the offense and different things. So if I would like to keep him, but I don't want to pay a lot of money. And actually, I don't think he's worth more than Moody because he hasn't shown more than Moody. But that's my take on it. I like the kid, but he just doesn't grasp certain things. Even in the defensive aspect as far as team defense, the rotation, I see other people telling him where to go still. And he should have that part. Doesn't matter who you're playing with, you should know that defensive rotation. So that's my take on Jonathan.
Deborah, thanks. I mean, the other side to the conversation is that he does have some skills that the Warriors really lack and are probably going to need at one point or another going forward. So this all comes down to dollars and cents. I have no idea what someone else wants to offer. I do think the Warriors still like Jonathan Kuminga. I think they'd like to have Jonathan Kuminga on the team. It'll come down to what anyone else is willing to offer, but he doesn't get to leave just because he wants to. I'll keep stressing that. So, you know, that's in the Warriors' corner right now.